I was going through my phone recently and looking at old pictures, and I found I had snapped a photograph of the Rules of Marbles. Now, as it turned out, the Rules of Marbles ran to some thousands of words, and none of them looked like the rules of the game of marbles that I had played when I was young. My school was a very big marble school, and the big break was a matter of extreme concern every time we went out, because the vast majority of the games were played for keepsies. If you lost the game, you lost your marbles. So good players ended up amassing huge quantities of other people's marbles. Indeed, sometimes there were people who would simply go out and buy a big bag of marbles, and then they would have lost them all by the end of the day. This was a very strict rule, and nobody would dream of not giving over the marbles at the loss of a game. However, you didn't always lose the game, and also you didn't always have to play one for one in marbles, because every game started off with a little bit of a negotiation. You would produce your marbles and you would agree how many times the other person had to hit your marble before they'd won the game. Now, this was an important negotiation, and there were no market rates published in order to allow you to do it. So it was very much down to how well you understood what the going rate for different kinds of marbles were, and also what the going rate was for the attractiveness of your particular form of marble. At the top of the range, there were the steelies, which were actual ball bearings. If you had a steely, which was a substantial size, and of course steelies being ball bearings could go up much larger than standard marbles, then you could demand a very significant premium to play the game. For someone to win a steely, they might have to hit your marble 5, 6, 7 or maybe even 10 times, depending on how attractive and how much they wanted it. But there were also other marbles, and each one of them had their own kind of knowledge, recognized one-for-one ratio. So there were the glass marbles with the wavy lines through them. They were called cat's eye marbles. Those marbles were kind of looked down on. They were the marbles that your aunt might buy you and give you in a bag, and they were fine for playing marbles if you wanted to, but they certainly had no real commercial value when it came to the market of marbles. Then there were the slightly ceramic marbles. These were ones that were in different colours. Particularly sought after were sky blue marbles. A sky blue marble, particularly a double sized sky blue marble, could command quite a premium over other colours. Why this was, I have no idea, except they were extremely pleasant to look at. It is strange to think that the market was driven almost entirely by aesthetics. If someone decided sky blue marbles were worth a lot and they really wanted them, this is exactly what they would create a market for. Well, once you had agreed what the rate was between the two sets of marbles and their relative values, you would clink the marbles together and then you would play. Now, I've seen marbles played elsewhere where there would be circles drawn and you would try and throw the marbles into the circles and so on. This seems to be an old style of marble, and certainly it makes sense. We did not play that marble. Instead, what you would do is you would throw the marble in a location somewhere in the playground, hopefully not on tarmacadam, as that could chip your marble. And then the other person would throw the marble after it from the same starting point. And you would then chase each other around trying to hit the other person's marble in one throw. Eventually, one person would have won. And then when they won, they pocketed the marble. And you went home with no marble when you had come in with a prize marble. There's perhaps no playground game I can think of which had such profound consequences as marbles for playing it. And yet, the marble season, which was a particular period of this summer, the marble season was hotly contested. For years, people would keep buckets of marbles waiting for marble season to start. As to how we knew marble season had started, I have no idea. It was always around the same time of year, and all I can think of is that one person decided they were going to bring in the marbles this day, and then everyone else went, marble season it is in that case. That's it. I just thought I'd talk about marbles.